on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Around 10 lines from the top, Omar Rovim. This is by the small Dalet of the Ein Mishpat. Omar Rovim, Haiman, the Chosib Alei Psichem, Aldaloi Osi Ledine. If Bezen wrote a Shtar Shamte, a person, they were Mazmim him Ledin, and he didn't come, he defied Bezen. Is ad the osi ledine loy mekarin alay. Is this shtar psichem, which publicized for everyone the avla that he did, so till he comes to the din, loy mekarin alay, will not tear the shtar, he has to come to din. Al the loy tzayis ledine, what if they wrote a shtar psiche for a different reason? He came to din teire. And Bezdin Paskin Tzeiten Loi, and he said, I'm not listening, he's not going to pay. Is Ad Tzayis Loi Mekarina Loi. So, till he'll pay the what Bezdin tells him to pay, will not tear the shtar. Beloihi, the Gemara says, the second aloche is not emes. Kivin the Omar Tzaisono Karina Loi. If he said he's going to pay, so Bezdin will tear up the shtar psich already. Now let us see what Rashi says. Ad da osi le beidine loy karina loy. Va af agav da omar osina osina. I'm going to come. But he has to come. A guarantee that he's coming is not sufficient. When he comes to Bezdin, then we'll tear up the shtar psich. Al de loy tzayis le beidine, she omru loy tzeiten loy, ve loy kiim, ad de tzayis dine, ve yifra loy. Loy mekarina loy, till he pays up, he will not tear the shtar psiche, ba af al gav da oma parana, even though he said he's going to pay, that's nothing. Ve loy hi, so the Gemara says, the second halacha, is not emes, kiven da oma de tzaisona karana. If he says, I'm going to pay up, Kerana la'alta. Why didn't he pay up? The Duma Leslie Zuzi Hashta. The Torah. So, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. It's told Bezdin, I will not pay. And now he says, I will pay, so we tear up the shtar. Ava ba'osa ledine, but if they wrote the shtar psiche because he did not want, they were mazmim in ledim, he didn't come. Called Kama the Loyos of Kerusu. That means, why aren't you coming? He's going to come. When you come, then we'll tear up the shtar psiche. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Omar Rav Chisde, Koivin Zman, Sheini, Vachamishi, Vishaini, Zimna, Vizimna, Bosal Zimna. What does that mean? Let us see what Rashi says. Koivin zman liyem sheini b'shabbos. When we're mazmin someone ledin, so we're keveya zman, he should come Monday. Ve'im lo yavoi, what if he didn't come Monday? Mezamni noise liyem chemishi, send a second azmone, he should come Thursday. Ve'im lo yavoi, if he didn't come Thursday, mezamni noise liyem sheini. We send him three azmonis. The Rama says to make him bahurzik that he's not listening to Bezdin. We were mazmin him three times and he didn't come. Ba'ad lamocho, but even though he didn't come the three times, ba'ad lamocho lekasvinim psiche, we will not write a shtar psiche, which is a shtar shamte, till the next day. Shekol hayoyim mamtinim shema yovei. The whole day, Monday, the last Monday we wait. He might come yet. So memele, so we give him, we write three azmonis. Ravasi ikla be'rav kahane. Chose yitze da azmala ledina. Let's see, on the side is a nusach. Azmano Ledino Bitzafra. They were mazman her in the morning to come. Lo'ute, at night, that night, she didn't come. She didn't come. Kosova le psiche. He wrote Ashtar psiche. Ashtar shamta. She didn't come that night. So they made a very, it was very fast already. They were masking her to come in the morning and she didn't come. And that night they wrote Ashtar psiche. Omar le, so Ravasi Esav Kahana, le sova lo mar lo hodom arav chizde, koivin zman, sheini, bachamishi, bisheini, This benefit of the doubt is only for a man who's busy, he's tarot, and he's out all the time in the city, so therefore we write three hasmonis. Aval itse, kiven de isa bemosa, belayosya, meredesi. She's in the city and she doesn't come, so she's a meredes. So she doesn't come that day. We'll write a shtar shamte. Omar Rav Yehuda lo yavinen zimne loy biyomei nisan v'loy biyomei tishrei. Will not write a hazmone in chodesh nisan or in chodesh tishrei. That to be mazman tadin teire, loy b'mali yom teive, not erev yontev, v'loy b'mali shabbata, not erev Shabbos. Why not? Let's see what Rashi says. Lo yavinen zimne b'yom nisan, emezamnen adam ledin b'nisan b'tishrei. So Rashi says shehein zman kotzer u'botzer. People are very tarut. So Mimele, we can't demand that the person should come in these days that he's very busy, he should come to the entire. And the Gemara also says, not Erev Yontev and Erev Shabbos. Avol, let's go further to the Gemara. Avol, mi nisin, lebosa yoy mi nisin, but we'll send Azmona in nisin, he should come after nisin. We realize he's very busy in Nisan and Tishrei, but we'll send the Hazmone in Nisan and Tishrei, Lebosa Tishrei, Kavina. That way we will send him Hazmone, because we're not demanding him to come in the busy season, but we're just sending the Hazmone that after the season ends, the next Chodesh he should come. But, Mimale Shabbata, Lebosa Shabbata, but to send him as mona erev Shabbos, he should come Sunday, like Avina, that we will not send him. Erev Shabbos to send him as money, we won't do that either. My time, bavidete de Shabbatato. He's too busy. Erev Shabbos, he gets something. He's too busy b'tzolchei Shabbos. So memele, so he'll forget about it. I mean, you can't expect that he should remember about it. It says, this has mona Erev Shabbos. So lady won't come. So Erev Shabbos is not as man to send as mona. What does Rashi say? Mi nisin lebosar nisin, shochin, shovi b'yem pleini b'iyo. Omar Rav Nachman, lo yavinin zimne, loy livne kala b'kala, v'loy livne rigla berigla. So Rashi says, livne kala bekala. The bnei kala that come to hear boin lishmoyad roshe b'chol Shabbos. Ein oimrim loy. So now we have people come to hear the droshe. So kaponim, during the week, these people aren't around. Now, Erev Shabbos, he comes into the city to hear the drosha. He's near the drosha Shabbos. Ein oimrim loy boy b'yom sheni lidin. He's here already there. Like this, it's a convenient time to be mazmanim. The mimnim loy osi lekala. If you're gonna do that, so or stop coming to hear the drushes. I mean, could be it's convenient for the dying. You see him in front of you, and now you could give him as money, but you have to understand what the result is going to be. So he won't hear the drosha, because he knows whenever I come there, so the dying will help me with his money. The same thing, Berigle boim lishmoya hilches haregol koidam haregol amidyoy, that there was, he used to come 30 days before the regal to hear the hilches haregol. Also, you don't give them as money then for the same purpose. I mean, you give them as money, so they won't come, so it's not kedai. When Tovim used to come to Rav Nachman, Beregel, they asked him to be Mazman, these people. You think all these people are coming for you? They came here to hear the drosha. They didn't come to that to be convenient for you. But you should be Mazlum them to the entire. So Memele, as the Miri puts it so eloquently, Shluchei Mitzvah Eina Nezaykev. That means they're going to do a mitzvah to Adrosha. Don't chepen now with Asmonis and the entires. Let them learn Rui Geheit. Mar says, Ve'idna dike Ramoi Chayshino. But nowadays this Ramoim, so we're Chayish. So Amir Dike Shita, the Shita says, Ramoim Shaboim Miiron Mavur Iskon Voloi Lishmoya Torah. That means there were Ramoim that came to the city to do business. They came to do business. They didn't come for the drosha. They came to do business. V'nichnosim lebeis ha-medrash, but they entered the beis medrash as a kedei lahavriach atzma min adin. That means they know the business looking for them. And they're coming to the city for different purposes. They're coming for business purposes, but they want to become, they should be exempt from Asmonis in this time. So they drop into the base medrash a little to hear the drosha. Then they hear, I came for the drosha. I have an exemption. Tzorich hadayin lochush velachker. You have to find out, he's talking here for the drosha, if he's here for business. You have to know, you have to do some research and not be too naive, you have to know why he came. That when he enters the Beis Medrash is only to be exempt, or he came to learn. Now we will not be too naive, and we have to be chayish. Maybe they're using the base medrash as ori miklot, not to become muzmelidit. What does Rashi say? Ki also toim lekamid Rav Nachman b'yem kala lahazmin balidin ledin. Amar lohu v'chi lidchu knufaychu tzorech dinchem hikalti yeschem. That's why I made this whole Hakel the soul Asifa because of your din. I won't shepherd now what these people are coming to hear to the regal or to the kalam. We had in the Mishnah Hoyadova Shiesh Bayachai is Chayv Lushalam. Masni Le Rebbe Le Rab Shimon Barei Loidova Shiesh Bayachai is Mamish. We had this already, this memory before. Doesn't mean that it's a karke, ala filapore, vachirishbo, chamere, mechamerachrob, and Rabbi Loim Pshat, it's speaking that rishus yorish, kishus lekeach domi, and really, it, yivnich lifneim de potter, even though it's behem, yesh beyachayis means if there's, if it's a double mefusim, it's a double mesuyim, so everyone, it's a zilzul. There's a zilzul legabi the father. So Mamil then the mechuyev to return. So Rabbi said, "Lav davke karke ela filapora b'chayrish bo chamer mechamer achrob chayom laharsam nekvoid abiyem." boi minei Rav Kahane mei Rav, so Rav Kahane est Rav Ashaila. Mita o meise boleo, what's with a bed that is meise boleo b'shas achila? Shulchan v'oichel olov mau. So what was the Ashaila? So the study Ashaila worm, that could be davke pore v'chayrish bo, so this is done bepirsim outside, everyone sees the sun is chayrish with the pore, so there's a zulzul and kvoid aviyim, that this was the pore shegozal aviyim. Here, the stolen shulchan and the stolen mita are inside the house, it's not as a, not in front of a picture window, so memela, so could be here, there's no din of kvoid aviyim. Or but maybe not. When people come into the house, they see the shulchan and the mitzvah. So memela, so could be there is a chiyuv to be meishiv. That was the shaila Rav Kahane asked from Rav. Amaloi ten lechocham v'yech kam oit. Let us see what Rashi says. Mita v'shulchan mal, given the midi. The koi begoy beisahu. This is something that's in the house. V'loy mischazi la'alme. This is not on view for the world. Ki pora v'chamer. V'leka zilusa davun. Here there's no zilusa davun. So they're mechuyiv. They're not mechuyiv to return it. V'yod reshus yeirish. K'reshus lekeach domi. V'idil mekiven denovki v'ayli inshi lebeisayu. Since people do enter the house, v'chozilu ikazilusa. V'yech kamoid, kepore v'chamer, keimita v'shulchan. Let us see the Mishnah further. Ein poirtin loy mitevas amoichsen. If a person wants to get small change, that means, let's say, he has sloim and he wants prutis. Now, the meichsim were tax collectors. These meichsim were tax collectors who had purchased from the melech the schus hameches. That means they bought already in advance from the melech the schus hameches that they paid him for it. Now they collected the taxes, they took it for themselves. So they had a lot of small coins in their teva. So the Mishnah says, "Ein pertin loy mi tevas amoichsim." One is not permitted to exchange sloim for plutis. V'loy mi kis shel gaboim. He's not allowed to the kis shel gaboim. These are the gaboi hamelech, she says. This is mamish for the melech. He's a tax collector. Not he purchased the tax. He's a tax collector for the melech. Ve'noitli mehem tzedoke. Avo noitel hu mitoich beisoi oi min ashuk. But if in his house, not from the teva or kis, that he's allowed to take, oi min ashuk, also not from the teva. What does Rashi say? Ein pertin lahachlev sloim beputois miyad moichsin, litoil haputois mitevosam, to take, to exchange for the putis and their teve, shenoisnim bo mois hameches. Is moichsin put the mois hameches in this teve, vechemikis shagabi hamelech, shegoi vekesev gulgoiles varnunel lefish. Why? So the reason of all of this is the fee shahin shall gezel. This is the gezel to gel. We'll see why in the Gemara. So memele, one is not permitted to use this money. Mitoich beise shall moiches, mi moi shaloi. But some say the money of the moiches, mitoich beise, I mean ashukim, yeshloi mois peshuk, She'ein lekeich mitevas hameches, this is permissible. Let us just see one shtickle gemara, and then we'll see Taisvis. Tana avol noisin lo idina, umarze lo yesasha. What does Rashi say? even though we said one is not permitted to be machlif, sloim for putis, avonaisan leidina, hoya chayim loi putis lemeches min hameches, bishove chatsidina. Let's say he owed him a chatsidina. Ve'ein loi aputis, he only has a dina. Noisin loi dina kesef, mekabalimeno putis bishove chatsay. Neshuke matzel miyodoi. This is a very, I mean, the other alternative, he should lose the dinner. Here, Chazal weren't machmer, and they said that that he's allowed to take the money from the teiver, that he shouldn't lose the dinner. Abastamazai, to derive benefit from the teiver, to use the teiver as a source of getting small coins, exchanging big coins for small coins, that is not permitted to do. Let us see the second Tosfos. Ein peyotem loy mitevas hamoichse. La rabbanon da omri stam gzeile loy have yish baile. Osi shapel. Some of them, it's very good. It's not yish. Omikol mokim, some of them, so when I'm taking the money, from the tevas, I'm taking a gazel to gel. There's no yish. The baile is not meyish. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to take from the table because it's gazel the money. So what's the heter over here? I'm still taking a gazel the money. It's not borrow that this is gazel the money. We'll see later, so it could be some of the money is not gozel. So memele, it's a taruvis of gegazel to money, not gegazel to the money. So the mokim say they were makel that he's allowed to take the money. And assume perhaps that it's not gegazel to money. The mokim have said that they were makel, you could take the money. That is according to Chachamim. So we understand Allah very well with this, there's a dion of mum and gozel over here. So that's why you shouldn't be paid. But Rav Shimon Nami, the Omar Hosam, the Omar Stam Gzela v'Yirish Baila. Rav Shimon Ol Stam Gzela v'Yirish Baila. So Memela, the Hashta Havala Yirish v'Shini Rishus. So what's the problem? That means if I feel it is gezel, so she is shishini rishus, is aber mikom hakemein perte mishim de dava megunehu the teve vikis miyuchedes latzni yisham gzeilus shalem. This is a mokem where he puts the gzeilus v'dalkei kol sholon yachsham. And this Keseda is putting in Zaylas. I think Taisa means to say maybe there'd be a Svara Lazel Basel Basra. And why should you say he once put Zaylas there? Why should I think that now there's still Zaylas there? But no, this is a daily occurrence. The Gazel's Keseda and puts Zaylas Keseda in there. So even though Meiker Hadin, it's Mutter, als Yish Vishini Rishus, but it's Megune. Some Mela, one shouldn't do it. One should avoid it. Perhaps for a minute we can deviate, and I'd like to tell over two maises of Papat Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. One maise, someone was eating by him, and he told this person, he says, for me, I don't know if it's kosher, but for you, it's zicha kosher. So Yenna didn't understand what pshat, for you, it's a suffix. And by me, it's Icha Kosher. So he told them, by you, it's Yish Vishini Rishus. By me, it's only Yish. So to understand this Maise, I'll tell over another Maise. There's a Mirdike Maise, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, before he was Nifta, he was very sick. He was afraid they might have to be Mechalo Shabbos for him. So he sent a shlich to Abitzel Kolchonam. Yes, Abitzel Kolchonam, if he's a mesukin on Shabbos, he'll be allowed to be mechal on Shabbos. Yes, he sent a shlich. Shlich didn't understand the shayla about Kolchonam. He sent him. So he went to Abitzel Kolchonam. Yes, Abitzel Kolchonam, the shayla. Now, what things Abitzel Kolchonam is thinking? Yeah. He's allowed to be mechal on Shabbos. So the shlich was a shtickle machutzif, and they asked, maybe I can find that clue what the shayla is. He didn't understand the study of shayla. So Rabbi Yitzchak Kochanan told them as follows. The parnosa of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, most of his parnosa was people gave him money. He was supported by people, machzikei teirech, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, gewaldik eschus, to be machzik such a rizike talmud chochem. Yisrael Salanta personally felt that they don't know who he really is. So memela, they think he's leila leila, and he knows he's not leila leila. So it's gezel. So his whole parnos is through gezel. Chazal tell us, Aroye Behim Medake, Eloi Malam, Eloi Meridin. A person who is Aroye Behim Medake, that his whole pan loses to Gezel, Eloi Malam, you're not Matzalem, Eloi Malam, Eloi Meridin. Some of Mele, he had a Shaila, if he allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on them, he's a person that his whole life he was Nisim in a Gezel. Let's go back to the first mice, and that was the first mice. He told them, by me, I don't know if it's kosher. It's after Yirush, but by you, Tzicha Kosha, Tzish Vishin Erishus. That's what he told Yen. Al Kolponim, so that was the Shaila. So Abitzel Kolchonam, what was the Teretz? So he said that Afilu, you're right. Naniach, they think you're much greater than you really are. But Afilu, they would know who you really are, they'd also give you the money. So Mele, it's not Nisan Minagazel. So Mele, you can be Mechal Shabbos. That was the Mais. But upon him here, it seems that the Yish Vishin Rishis is also not it's Megune to be Nene from Yish Vishin Rishis. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Correct the Gemara, Moichsen, as we mentioned before, these Moichsen were tax collectors who had purchased the tax from the Melech, and now they gave the tax. Correct the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, Dine de Malchusa Dine. So, why is the Tevis a Moichsen a Teva of Gezel? There's no Gezel over here. The Melech is entitled to take taxes, and Mele, he sold it to a Meiches, so the Meiches now has this right to take taxes. So it's not Gezel. Omar Rav Chanine Bar Kahana Omar Shmuel B'Meiches She'ein Lo Kitzvah. We're speaking about a tax collector that he doesn't have, there's no standard guidelines. This, he bought the taxes from the Melech, but there are guidelines how much one is mechuyif to pay. This tax collector, he had different cheshbonos, ain't like kitzvah, this one had more money, so there's a bigger percentage. He had different, some amelos, so it's gezel taket. The meiches she'ein lo kitzveh. Now we can understand a little better. The main Matayisva says, "Then you do bebiru she'im shel gezel." The meiches she'ein lo kitzveh. So there's a taruvis of a mammon over there. Could be he was teveya too much money, but it's so. Could be not, and then also could be that, the money Yenna is taking is from the legitimate taxes that he has a right to take. In Rabianai, Dvei Rabianai, Omri, Bemoiches, Oimed Me'elo. Moiches, Oimed Me'elo means, let's see what Rashi says. Avu Noisna, Dini Machus Adina, Bezesh, Kibla Samechas, Mina Melech, Vedova Kotsov, Kach, Vekach, Leshone, Ein Zegaslon, he's not a Gaslon, Shein Lekitzvel, Noito, Bechol Chepsa, whatever he wants. On a chesbin, me'eilov, shaloi me'eis ha-melech, afilu yesh le'kitzve. That means, he put up a tolbos. He put up a tolbos and he's taking taxes. Yeah, he's very ontlich take. He has his guidelines and doesn't differentiate between one person and another person. But he has no right to put up this toll booth. And Chavrus Rabbi Yenekenta asked, so according to Rabbi Yanai's Teretz, Taisvis asked, how, if, why, Mikomak Ntoni Nois and Dinah V'yachso Lo Yasha, Hoyil Ven Yadua Bebiru Shehem Shel Gezel. You don't know Bebiru Shehem Shel Gezel. I mean, according to Rabbi Yana, it's Zichr Gezel, a Moiches Oimed Me'elov, like Zichr Gezel, he has no legitimate right to put up his toll booth. He puts up a toll booth and he takes taxes. So Zichr Gezel doesn't have no issues from the Melech to do this. And also we have to know that Teres Chaim asks, what's the case of V'loi Mikis Shel Gaboy? So Rashi said, Kishal Gaboim, that's the, this is Gaboy Amelech, so this is not Oimed Me'elov. So, according to Rabbi Yanai, we're speaking about that Yeshloi Kitzve. So, we have to know what is Pshat Lo Mikishal Gaboim, according to Rabbi Yanai. Ikid Masni Lo'aho. Others brought down this Kashe, and these two terutzim of Dine the Malchus Adine and the terutzim of Shmuel and Rabbi Yanai on a different Mishnah. We learned a Mishnah Leilbash Odom Kilayim Afilu Al Gabe Yasore Begodim Lavriach Boyes Ameches. Now this Mishnah is a Mishnah in Kilayim. And it's being done in Hilchus Kiloyim. That means the law was the malbushim that a person wears, he doesn't have to pay tax for that. That's his malbushim. He only has to pay tax for the begodim he wants to bring in. Zayt to begod, not the begodim that he's malubish by. Now a person wants to take in a beged shel klayim, which is not his beged, he's bringing it in, mistama, to do business with it, but he doesn't want to pay tax on it. So he puts on the beged. So when the tax collector comes, he's not paying taxes because this is his malbush. He doesn't pay taxes on his malbush. So the Mishnah says, it's a beged shel kloyim, even though he's wearing 10 begodim, he's not allowed to put it on lavrich boyes hameches, because of shatnes. The Tana is speaking about shatnes. The Tana says it's shatnes, even though he's wearing 10 begodim, but there's still a lavisha of shatnes, so memela, he's not allowed to wear it, even though he's doing it l'shem avrochas ameches, but it's awesome. And now we learn further, masnisen d'loy kerabbi kiva. The sign you will learn tabarai, so also l'avriches ameches, which means al shatnes, not al samazai, also l'avriches ameches with big day shatnes, rab shimen oimer, shim rabbi kiva, muta l'avriches ameches. You're allowed to Mavrich the Meches with Shatnes. Now this whole, the Mishnah, the Baraisa, the Machlekes, the Tanakame, Rabbi Shimon b'shem Rabbi Kiva is a machlokes nilchei Shabbos. No one is talking about the meches problem. We're just speaking about a Shabbos problem. The Tana Kama of Rabbi Kiva and the Tana of the Mishnah hold is an issa to wear v'godim shel Shabbos lavriches a meches. And Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon b'shem Rabbi Kiva tzmuta. So the Gemara says like this, Bishloim b'le'inyin k'loyim, b'ho k'mifligi, the mar sovel dovor shein miskaven muta. Rabbi Kiva holds that dovor shein miskaven is muta. That means he's not mechaven to have anos chimum from the beged shel shatnes. I mean, he's doing it for a different purpose, abriches ameches. So even though Lemaise, he might derive anos chimum, but since he's not mechaven to have this anor, and the Taisus Rit says, and it's not a psikrei shall have the anor because he's wearing a sarah begodim, so it could be he won't derive any anor whatsoever. That means the anor that he's there, he doesn't. They could be he won't have a yisrain anor. It's he has already he's wearing ten begodim already. So it's a dover sheni miskaven. It's not a psikresh, it's muta. Umasov al dover sheni miskaven also. The Tana of the Mishneh, the Tana Kama of Rav Shimon b'shem Rabbi Kiva, all that a dover sheni miskaven is also. Elo lavriach bo yasameches, but now let's get down to what the Mishneh is speaking about. His intent is to be mavriach the meches, mishori. So he says, this kash and these two terutzim were said on a different Mishnah, on a Mishnah in Kloyim. How is one permitted to be mavriach the meches? Let us see Rashi. Kedei lavriches ameches, ba'af alpi shein kabanosi la'anos levisha, he's not mechaven, but to wear it al tanos levisha, el lavriach boi b'levisha sklaim, it's also also, according to the Tana Kama, because davashen miskaven is also. Dine de malchus adine, benim shishigoyis las ameches Yisrael, ze shikiba las ameches, so the Morinthus was speaking about that it's either Meiches Shem Bekitz or Meiches Ha'oimed Me'elo. Let us see Toysvis, the top Toysvis. Omar Sov Adov Hashem Miskaven Muta. Vishori Afilo Lilboish. Adov Hashem Miskaven is Muta Afilo Lilboish. Oh! I mean, if it's a davish and a miskaven, safilu levisha is muta. The whole issa levisha is al hanos chimum shall climb. If it's ainu miskaven, we said it's not a psikreisha, so it's muta. V'hon ami desanya meichi ksus meichin kedarkom. That those who sell the godim, they can meichin kedarkon, even though it's a beged shel shatnes, mukim of a memadlikin krab shimin de shori dover sheni miskaven, or some nami shori aflu boish, beloy she yisoyim davka al kseifa. There's also muta, according to Rab Shimon, he's not miskaven lanos lavishe, lanos chimum, it is muta. Look to Gemara weiter, beikid the masni loaho, others learned the kashe of Dina Machusa Dina was asked on a third Mishnah. Neidren laharogim lacharomim ulamoichsin. It's a Mishnah that a Ritzeach comes and wants to take from him, yes, Eiris, Tvua. And he makes a neder, he says, you know, that this Peiris, this is Peiris shall Trume, or it's Peiris shall Beis HaMelech. Now, if you don't take Peiris, Beis HaMelech, you know, pretty soon you'll have the federal officials after you. The Rogim hear this, like if it's Shabbos HaMelech or Shal Tumah, they're not interested in taking it, but who says he's telling the truth? They're not too naive, these Harogim. So they say, make a neder. What should be the neder? That if this is not Trumah, not from the Beis HaMelech, I make a neder, I ask a pass, I ask a peiris, or I call Yemei Chayim. So then we'll see, you're telling the truth. Make a neder. So the Mishnah says, you're allowed to make the neder. You're allowed to make the neder. We'll see in Taisus Klo what the heter is, but you're allowed to make the neder. La'arogim, ul'acharomim, we'll see these are listed. Ul'amoichsin, and tax collectors. She shall trume, she shall be some melech. Afo pishayne shall trume, afo pishayne shall melech. So it seems you're allowed to do this. Ul'amoichsin, I'm allowed to do this. I'm moichsin, fakert, take it over to them. Omar Shmur Din Machus Adinus, I allowed to do this. Amar Machnina Bakana Mashmur Bemoichesh and Lekitzve, Rabbiani Omri Bemoiches Aimed Me'ela. And on this, and we have another Teretz Rabashi Omar Bemoiches Goy. Amoiches Goy. And we'll see that Rabashi holds that Gezalakum is mutter, or perhaps it's even better than Gezalakum. The Sanya. Yisroel v'goy shebo ledin, imata yochel zakoysoi bedine Yisroel. So if Bezden can be mezakim bedine Yisroel, zakeyu v'moyloi kach dineinu. This is our din. Napi dine Yisroel is his potter. Bidine umesoilo, what apidin toire you, he's takechai, but apidine umesoilo mispota, zakeyu, bemolekach dinchem, now that's your din, so mamela, according to your din, he's pota. Vimlav, boim olav, bakif, and dibre rabishma. So we see, we make the regler that he shouldn't have to pay, even though he taka owes him. So we see Gezalakum is mutter. So if Gezalakum is mutter, so that's Rabashi's Teretz, we're talking about Amoiches Goy. Let us see Rashi. Neidrim, so Rashi says, Koinim kol peiris alai, imein tvu ezu shal beis hamelech. Hergim reitzrim, charomim balei tigro merive vegoiz leimomen, v'moicheshu goy. Wenn lochishim geisloi heiche de lekker chillul Hashem, she ene meivin she ze mechaze, he doesn't realize that he's telling a lie, so memeile there's no chillul Hashem, so gezel akum is mutter, so that was Rav Ashi's teretz. Before we go further, let us see Taisvis, noidrim larogim benedorim eforish. I had, now, but there's another Dikishail over here, so, he makes a neder, that if it's not Beis HaMelech, Yosu Kolperisho Aboilu Molai. Neforish Doma Bisvosov Stam, Ye Osru Kolperisho Aboilu Molai, Im Einom Sheltrune. Amachashe Beliboy Hayoin. But then, Bimachshove, all Peres will be Yosami, and he thinks for today. They neser ella oisa yoim bulvat. So then the whole nether was only for that day. Va'af al gav. Do dvorim shabalei v'einam dvorim. Bishamunze shorilei. Hochim efor shosim. That's my other say pshak. It's an ansadi. It's not dvorim shabalei. We know that in this situation we have onsim and does, and he does know him and he wants to take it away from him. So the pshat is, the pshat in the nether is that, thinking b'machshavtoi, a prat in the nether which is not being megale, in order that the nether should not be chal on him. What in shiochel achshe believe is shahachas, I reckon, isn't it? To think bavke hayoim, you can think it should be also for a second, a minute. V'chein noyagim. And now Taisa says, Amirah Dikazach, which was then Noyeg Bizmaneya, Kshasorim Mashbiim Ayehudim Adorim Tachteim. It seems a Yid wanted to move into a certain area and was under this and this Sar. So the Sar was Mashbiya, the Yid, that you won't leave this area. Shlo Yetzelo de Biracheres. Yechoylem Lishov Astam Shlo Yetzu. So they can swear, Take, he swears, I won't go out of this area, of this ear. Ubaliba yechashvu hayayim. And they'll think, today I won't go out. Vafilu meforish bisfoso. So now the sar will get a little bit more clever. And they'll say, no. You say that you swear you're never going to go out from this city. Zafilu humeforish besposov shloyetze mimenu kol Zafilu humeforish besposov shloyetze mimenu kol yemechai. Zafilu, the Tsar makes him swear his whole life he won't leave this ear. Yochel laham v'lachshev b'liboy shum t'nai. Well, think, I'll never leave this ear if it's going to snow in July. That's what he can think about. I mean, he can say what he's saying, but he'll think of t'nai. So memeila, the zicher anan tzadi, he's forced to swear, so it's anan tzadi, zicher, sort of a t'nai, that would make sure that the shvu is nechal on him. Vimevatel bisvosov belachash, and if belachash he'll say this night, koshkein shu yoyser toiv dahavi bitel gobo. That's true. Then you don't have to come on to anan tzadi. It's not that dinda has to be mashmil ozno vayis tachoyis. If he said the shvu and he said the tnai, bisvosov, but that sicha doesn't fall to the category of dvorm shabalei. And this my word. Bekitza, so Ravashi holds, speaking about a moiches goy, and he's speaking about a moiches goy, and gezalakam is mutter. Now, on this machlokes, and this sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, that gezalakam is mutter, Rabbi Kiba is choyde. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Ein boi nolo v'akivim imnei kiddush Hashem. Of kiddush Hashem? Boi nolo v'akivim Rashi says, Balilus at shepoitchen es Yisrael. He says, no, of kiddush Hashem. You can't do such a thing. Frech the Gemara, Like a Kiddush Hashem, boy, so it seems, I feel according to Rabbi Kiva, the whole machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel is, but it's permitted to bo ba'alilois, or not, out Kiddush Hashem. It seems Rabbi Kiva is also my demika, then you'll have to steal from a goy. Like the Gemara, the gezel a goy, or like a Kiddush Hashem, boy, the gezel a goy mishori, Vasan ya Omer Rab Shimon Dovo Zadorish Rabbi Kiva Kshebo Mizapirin Minayin LeGezel Goyshu Osa. How do we know the Gezel Akum is Osa? It says in the Posik, Achrei Nimka, after a Yid was sold to a Goy for an Eved, Gulati Eloi, should make sure to be Goyal, to be Poyder, the Eved. That's what Rashi says, Achrei Nimka, Bevedivri, Animka Lagoi Bishuk Mishtoi. Oh, so it says, Gulati Eloi. What does it mean, Gulati Eloi? You have to be Poyde the Eved. Shelayim Shechenu V'yeitze. He shouldn't. Shelayim Shechenu V'yeitze. So Rashi says, Kloimel, Shaloi yaitziyuhu bezdin miyad hagoi, ela begula, geula ti eloi. Yachel Yigle Molov, Samele Gulati Allah, you have to be goyel, not to grab him away, Balkochai the other. Yachel Yigle Molov, Pamaloima, Vechishev Imkeneu, Yedagdek Imkeneu. So what does this mean? So Rashi says, we have a machlekes Rashi in Tais. Rashi says, Yigloim, Yochel Yoniach as a goyel lichpoil Elohisim letvoya mashalaynos. Do you say, I can't forcibly take him away from the goy? So I'm a mele, so I have to cooperate with the goy. What if the goy is going to make a huge schum? That the Mikra, then I can be paid them, I'm a menaka, they shun him that he worked, and they pay the rest. The guy will say, no, you have to make a huge sum. So I would think I have to give the guy the huge sum since I can't take it away, balkoche the guy. So he says, no, you dag the kim kene. But Bekitzo, we have here Akasha, Astir and Rabbi Kiva. There Rabbi Kiva said, it's Mutta Lovi Olaba Kiva, only Alf Kiddush Hashem, it's also. And here Rabbi Kiva says, Vechishev Imkanei, not allowed to steal from a goy. Omar Rav Yosef, Loikashe, Hobegoy, Hobegel Toshev. He says, a goy, is Gezalakum is Mutta. Gertoshov, that means, Rashi says he was Mekabal Alatzmoy not to be Ovid Abed Zore, a Gezal Gertoshov is also. So Rashi says, Gertoshov ain't Ovid Abed Zore, but Eichel Nebelitz. Let us see Taisvitz. Shalayim Shechenu V'yetze. So we have here enough in the Pasuk that Gezalakum is also. Bahani tanoi de beperka mekabel de sovri de gezel agoy muter, mukmilo lahai kro le drosha achite. De bechishe. Yochel yiglam olof, perish pekuntis yochel yoniach es agoy, let the goy lichpe lohisef al habosai, litvoya ma shalai nosa, betaim elri de mai itzrich kro lohochi, Otto Yafsi Vinich as a guy lahatzi says that's my way. What kind of a havamina would I have over here? So that's me the bring down from the Pnei Yeshua. The Yeshua said, because it's a mitzvah to be goyel on ever from a goy shall yitma baina akum. So my male, if I can't go with Kifis and he's asking a mugzim dikya price, so male, I'm mechuyev to do that. So that he says, no, there's a mitzvah, gula ti eloi, but v'chishev in kanei. V'nir el ri yedif v'pshat, d'ochi p'rosh yocha ligl molov, sheyata es agoy. He won't take him out as a mamish bal kochay, but he'll be mata the goy, v'itan loy pochas mima shenos aloy. He'll say, well, you gave less, so maybe we owe you less. Amal v'chishev in kanei, v'chem pesh borach, perach golam, Avogav the toys goy muta, he made a toys, also a toys, a bemokim shagoy yedei, shagoy zavois atzmei kaloyoda. But if the goy realizes what's happening, this doesn't fall into toys akum, and this is us.